The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Warning, this is about all the stuff that's going on around us, but it's not about all the stuff that's going on around us. Mm. It's other stuff. Can I talk about other stuff for a second?
Of course.
There's a book, and I know this is nerdy, but I happen to see it online, and it's from 1891.
Okay.
And it's called Summer's Natural Symphony. Mm. But what triggered me is I was hearing that a bee is in the key of F when it makes its noise. I'm like, what do you mean key of F? Like, I get the note F, but what do you mean key?
That's a good point.
Well, in this book, this lady goes through and graphs the music for bees. They hit octaves, but also in the key of F are flies, but they're on a different note. I think they're like on a C note. And then there's, she charts the grasshoppers. And the crickets, which are a little more complex, but you can put them on a musical scale and plot that, and they're in the key of F as well. And she was just kind of marveling that there is this symphony going on.
It's almost harmony.
It is harmony. They're literally hitting harmonics, like in physics. Like they're just, whatever they're doing, it's at that frequency that's creating a symphony that's going on around us, and we don't even notice it. Yeah, it is. It's really hard to love people. It's super hard to love people. Yeah, you have to. If you're somebody's a believer in Jesus, you don't have a choice. There's no way around that. I just realized what a terrible judge I am of people around me.
What do you mean?
Well, there's several reasons for that, but one is called the actor-observer bias.
Okay.
Which I wrote about in The Truth About Us. It's an amazing, amazing book.
That's what I hear.
It really hit me hard when I wrote about that.
Touched by your own words.
It's true. I mean, we all kind of know this implicitly, but it has a name. The actor-observer bias is I attribute your behavior to your individual decisions, and I attribute my behavior to outside circumstances.
Oh.
That's how it works. So if we're both grumpy, let's say you show up grumpy, I show up grumpy, it's like you're being just kind of rude, but I, you know, my dog barked the power went off and my car wouldn't start, whatever. So we always do that, and it messes us up. It messes us up because we're so biased towards ourselves all the time. It's very difficult to cut other people slack when we should. Get these tips in email for my Enneagram type.
I'm
an Enneagram type, and this one today was a tip for me. I want to share it with you, and it says, risk, that's what it's telling me.
I read it.
Risk feeling your feelings in a safe and appropriate place. Allow yourself to sense your heart and the feelings that are locked there. This can be even more powerful if you do it with a witness, a friend, your therapist, or anyone you trust. And I was looking at that, and I just want them to know the answer is no way, not in a million years. No. Not going to do it. Going to keep things.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Cold, clinical, and logical. Thank you, but no thank you. Yeah, I don't get it, man. I can't do this. I got this. Advice email for people of my Enneagram type.
Yes.
The five. Risk feeling your feelings.
Yes.
In a safe and appropriate place. I don't know what my feelings are 98% of the time. Well, I think it's the way a lot of guys are too. Like, how do you feel? I don't know.
Well, that's why you have to allow yourself to feel them. Like, just like let them come to you.
They're not gonna. I'm telling you. I will sit there blankly and I'll feel like, oh no, I can't even do. Okay, I feel.
Like I wish I knew.
Like, this is a waste of time. That's how I feel about it. Yep, there's a lot of stuff going on, but the kids love this, so I do it for
Why
them.
Why do you keep making it about the kids?
We have breaking animal news for you. All right,
I don't
want
to do it.
Talk about all the big stuff. Let's talk about this stuff, too. Animals are out there doing cool stuff, including animals who get a bad rap, honestly. African gray parrots.
I don't
Gotten a bad rap for too long.
Nobody knows what an African gray parrot is.
Oh, yeah, they do. You watch any kind of pirate movie.
Oh, that's what that is. A little smart alecky.
Oh, they're a smart alecky. Sit on the shoulder, participate in piracy.
Yes.
No, they don't. They actually are very selfless. This according to a 2020 study. That's this year in Current Biology. Study co-author August von Bayern has noted that African gray parrots intrinsically are motivated to help others. Even if the other individual is not their friend, they will bring food to other African gray parrots. They're very kind to each other. super nice. They don't get the rap.
I just want to make sure I heard the statement, even if they're not their friends.
Yeah.
Is that what you said about the African Grey?
Yeah, they might be like just associates or, you know, somebody they... Another pair they just met briefly at some sort of a gathering.
Acquaintance, sure.
Or something, yeah, a flock around,
on a Zoom.
You know, whatever. The point is they're not like pirates. That's not cool. Yeah, we talk a lot about human nature on the show because obviously it animates so much what's going on in the world. But this is, I think, fascinating to me. There's a headline. Thankfully, it's below all the other headlines where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
It's about Cool Ranch Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Finally available in Canada again after a shortage caused by coronavirus. The supply was low before the pandemic. There wasn't huge demand for them. But once it started,
mm-hmm.
because the supply was already low, people said, I can't find it. And once people started saying they can't find it, everybody's like, well, then I got to have me some.
Where are they?
So there's a massive
hysteria.
Yeah, so mass hysteria of people who didn't even care
right.
before it happened. It's that contrived scarcity thing again. What is the matter with us? I don't know what to make of this. It's kind of weird, and it involves the Andy Griffith Show. So,
well,
do you mind?
I'm dialed in here.
Okay. Here's what happened. I just had a hankering kind of randomly yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's totally random. I just think I wanted to watch. With all the stuff that's going on, I wanted something simple.
Yes.
Just simple.
And familiar.
Familiar.
Yes.
Feel good.
Okay.
I just started thinking, you know what? I got a hankering for
Mayberry.
Mayberry. Watch Bonnie Fife. I like Bonnie.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
So I was just thinking, I didn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you say something out loud and supposedly your phone picks it
right,
up
yeah,
and you
yeah,
get
yeah.
ads for it?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say it, but I suddenly started seeing suggestions from Facebook about all this Andy Griffith stuff. I'm not kidding.
Well,
I don't understand.
Did it? But had you started playing it? Watching it?
No.
You didn't even start watching
it? No, I'm getting all these different fan groups and stuff that are like, I have not done anything outside of my own head. I've not done any pro Andy Griffith anything lately.
We're in lately.
I haven't whistled. I haven't unwittingly, to my knowledge, whistled the tune out loud. Maybe that was it when I was walking. I don't know how they do it. Yeah, with all the stuff we've been going through in this country, I do wonder, God, what are you going to do with this? Like, are you doing something here? And what are you doing? And kind of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wait with hope.
Yeah.
That accurately sum up how you feel about it?
No. I think I'm more like, when is this over?
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But the reason I brought it up is because scripture's on my side.
It says, it is? Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm so happy.
No. I'm just seeing it. Where David's writing, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In his word, I do hope.
Mm.
But he's like, what are you going to do? I'm just wondering... If God's going to do something through his people, like the people who claim the name of Jesus, like professing believers,
mm-hmm.
if he does something through or with us in this, I don't know. I'm waiting, watching. So thankful to the people who sponsor our podcast right now, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're awesome. Fellowshiphomeloans.com, and you can save a lot of money because they're great and the interest rates are crazy low right now. Highly recommend it. It's helped both me and Sherry and a lot of listeners now, which is great.
Yeah.
So thank you to them. Mike and Brian are the guys there you want to talk to. It's 800-804-SAVE. Again, 800-804-SAVE. Do please let them know that you heard about it on the podcast.
That does help.
They enjoy that and it helps us too and the podcast. 800-804-SAVE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. This is super nice. We got this note from Christina, and she said she's really enjoyed the podcast and stuff we've been talking about on race relations and whatnot.
That's sweet.
That I've been sharing that with people, and it's radically changed my heart on the matter.
That's a blessing.
She also said that she tries to retell the funny things that she heard on the show to
mm-hmm.
people, and
mm-hmm.
it never works. Without your delivery, it's Sherry.
She doesn't have the tools. I get it.
Without your delivery and Sherry's laugh, it always falls flat and people think I'm weird. And then she added, I was in a bookstore the other day and I found a used copy of your book, Blessed Are the Misfits. I was pumped. I bought the book, of course, and I've been excited to dig in, but when I cracked it open, I saw your autograph on the inside of it.
Oh, look at that.
So it was, she's saying, I don't mean to be offensive, but your autographed copy is
somebody sold to a third party. An autographed copy of Blessed Are the Misfits.
Thankfully, though, it didn't say, like, you know, have a, you know, God bless you day.
Right.
Or
so glad you came
like
out to the show or something like that.
Like a generic kind of mass signature thing.
They still sold it.
Otherwise, it would have hurt. It's true. They still sold it. That's a great point. We need, and it's probably pretty obvious by now, but we need non-anxious voices. We need people, like, and we've been encouraging you to be that non-anxious voice for people. People need that. Mm-hmm. We actually, when we started talking about that, it was because of the coronavirus thing when that first started. Mm-hmm. Now it's everything. Here's one way to be a non-anxious voice. I was thinking about this stuff. Don't deliberately just start arguments. I mean, it seems obvious, but there's so much in Proverbs. I'm rereading some of Proverbs. There's so much about that, about fools and strife going hand in hand, and wicked people and strife, like intentionally, like you love it. It actually says that the wicked love, those who love wickedness love strife.
Wow.
Which is fascinating to me. So if I'm just going around and I'm somebody who's not a peacemaker, but I don't have an end goal. I don't know where this is going, and I probably need to pause on it for a little bit. Is it not true that we humans are always on the edge of both judging people and feeling judged? And has not the sidewalk thing done that to us during the coronavirus stuff? Like, if you're walking, someone's two blocks away, they come around the corner, who gets off the sidewalk, or who doesn't,
right?
And then who's in trouble, or who's being judged, or who's so... So if they get off immediately, I feel a twinge of...
I feel more than a twinge. I have to continue to remind myself. It's COVID-19. They're switching because they should. You're social distancing. But I feel that inside. Like,
no,
what's
understand.
The problem?
I saw that from a friend who's an African-American on Twitter. And he said he's having to adapt to that.
Yes.
Like, it's not just because he's a black guy.
Right.
Like, whoa, quit. Like, it's not. We don't know other people's motives like we think we do. But it's funny because it is kind of like this judgment zone stare down. Did I stay on too long? Are you off because you're mad that I stayed on, or should I have gotten off?
Or am I supposed to social distance here? Are you going to social distance?
Right.
Are you mad at me if
okay.
I don't?
Right. So that brings me to this point. I just saw somebody who was posting her judgment about people not wearing enough masks at the store.
Right.
And she just posted that she was wearing her mask at the store and someone called her out for not social distancing correctly. And she's like, really, really steamed about it. Like, it's not fair that people would, you know, judge.
Just infinity judgment people.
Infinity judgment will be the movie about real humans and how we actually operate. We really do. We're always on the edge of that. Oh, we're talking about how we need non-anxious voices. Always. But especially with all the stuff that's been going on. Non-anxious voices. So how does that happen? I was trying to think about that. And I'm pretty convinced that one part of being a non-anxious voice in a world that's filled with anxiety, your friends, neighbors, family, there's anxiety everywhere. There's a proverb that says to answer before listening. That is folly and shame. To answer before listening. Somebody who's willing, forget the voice part of it, just non-anxious presence. Where you can absorb maybe where somebody's coming from before I launch it, where I can absorb where someone's coming from before I launch into my talking points about subjects, whatever that they're talking about. Because that's what we do. We all have a narrative. We run off to the races with it. Oh, that, I've got my position statement on that. Here you go. Whoa. Didn't listen. And again, Proverbs saying to answer before listening is folly and shame.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.